You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
I'm who am I again?
Oh, you're the geeky dad.
Oh, sorry. Let's do this over. I'm the geeky dad, and these are my co-hosts.
The god of mischief.
No.
It's mischief.
Oh, you messed up again. We gotta try this over
Rewind.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and these are my co-hosts,
Rayon
and Ariana,
and we're the Multiverse Kids.
Yeah, and you're listening to the Geeky Dad Podcast. See? We didn't mess up that time.
Yes.
And we didn't need any crazy, you know, time-traveling
Time-slipping.
Whatever, it's time... time-related powers anyhow.
Yeah, I totally didn't need the time button.
Yeah, we didn't need to use any time... hijinks this time.
I totally never used the time button.
No. We got that over Loki. So, by the way, we are talking about what?
Loki, the series.
What season?
2, because season 1 already came out.
Yeah. We didn't have a podcast when season 1 came out. So, how did you like season 1?
Season 1 was actually pretty good.
For some graphics.
You liked it?
Yes.
Yeah. I like season 1, Loki. I wish that, you know, the movies actually tied in more into it, but...
Yeah, they, like, show, like, cameos from the movies to make it, like, understanding.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that carried over from that show was, like, Ant-Man. And we got to see Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't even need to have seen Loki to even understand who Kang was in Ant-Man.
Yeah, he was just there.
Yeah, they don't really explain it, you know.
Yeah, they even add that as a cameo.
Right. But I would say out of all of the Marvel TV shows, I'd put Loki in the top 5. What would you put? What would rate it? I'd put Loki probably first.
You said all, right?
Yeah.
All.
I'll put Loki first, and I'll put
Moon Knight. Actually, Moon Knight was like mid.
I'll put Loki 10th.
No.
Okay, so there's been a lot of them. So like Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Hawkeye,
he said
Loki.
Any show.
No, not like that. What if?
The live action show. I won't put What If because that's more like animated.
Okay, so not What If. So WandaVision.
Yeah, I'll put Loki number 1.
Moon Knight. What else was there?
I'll put Miss Marvel number 2.
I'll put Moon Knight first, then Falcon.
Hey, let me do my list.
Oh, yeah, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Okay. I'm going to put that very low. Wasn't that good.
It could have been better.
What about Secret Invasion? Can we, like, not add that?
That's going to be last.
Yes.
But this is my list. I'm going to put Loki, Miss Marvel, WandaVision. Okay? I mean, WandaVision...
He didn't even let us see the first 2 episodes.
WandaVision kind of gets ruined by...
Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness, I feel. But if that was not around, it would probably be higher.
Yes, that's what I wanted to add.
But yeah, WandaVision number 3 for me. Then I'm going to go Hawkeye. Okay? Then I'm going to do Falcon and Winter Soldier.
What about She-Hulk?
Then She-Hulk.
What else? Did I say Moon Knight already?
Yes.
No.
I don't know if I did.
Yes, you did.
But I guess I can count Daredevil.
How? That does not count.
Why?
Because we're talking about, like, the...
That's a live-action show.
The latest ones.
Why not?
The latest ones.
Like that counts. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And then the entire list is going to be changed.
And then I'm going to put, like, She-Hulk low on the bottom. And then Secret Invasion.
Why? I mean, I get Secret Invasion. But why She-Hulk? They actually talk about the...
it was lame.
Actually, I wouldn't even say it.
It was lame. It started off good, and then every episode it just got more lame, more lame, more lame, okay.
My turn.
Go ahead.
So first I'll put Moon Knight.
Obviously. Of course. You love Moon Knight.
Then we'll put Falcon, the Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh. What?
Then I'll put Miss Marvel.
Thank you.
Okay. Then I'm putting Hawkeye. Then I'll put
Loki. I thought he was in love with Kate Bishop.
No.
She's so dreamy.
Loki.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
Then I'll put She-Hulk. Then I'll put WandaVision, then finally Secret Invasion.
Okay. Go ahead.
Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, Hawkeye, Loki.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., then Loki.
I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got erased.
No, duh.
Because the last season they got stuck in another...
Timeline.
So they're not even in the timeline anymore.
But it still counts.
First couple of seasons, I think, only counts. I think the whole show is set in another timeline now.
Yeah.
They're all variants.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen Inhumans. I heard that's really bad. That's probably worse than She-Hulk, though.
Probably worse than Secret Invasion.
It's probably worse than Secret Invasion, but I don't know. We will never know. Because I'm never going to watch it.
Yeah.
They actually cut Medusa's hair in that, I hear.
In what?
Like...
Medusa's known for her hair. Medusa, both mythology and this Medusa is known for their hair.
They cut her hair because they didn't want to spend the money on the budget, probably.
It literally makes no sense. That's why it's bad.
Whatever. I think that all the budget went into, like, into Lockjaw.
Probably.
Yeah. What else?
And then, what else is there? There's still She-Hulk.
You didn't like Hawkeye?
I already put Hawkeye.
Oh. Falcon.
Then She-Hulk, then Falcon, then WandaVision, then Secret Invasion.
Daredevil.
We didn't see that, so that's
not. I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it, but it doesn't count for us.
Oh, wait. I know funny... scene from Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We're not talking about that.
Yes, we're definitely not talking about that.
Okay? We're talking about Loki. Loki. Let's talk about the show.
It's a Loki. Wow.
Yeah, it's very Loki.
Whenever people say Loki in captions, it will come out Lowkey.
Well, you know, out of the new crop of Disney Plus shows, Loki is the only one to get a second season.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, actually, you're right.
They could have done another season of Falcon and Winter Soldier. They had to rush to make Falcon Captain America at the end. They could have waited for another season for that.
They could be Bucky Cap, because that makes more sense.
I would have liked to see Bucky Cap.
Yeah.
He was once Cap once.
Yeah. But, you know, go ahead, rush. Rush to,
Falcon just let his arm fall off instead.
Yeah.
Just let Bucky's arm fall off instead.
That's funny.
Not let him have the shield, only let his arm fall off.
Right. I'm hoping they do another season of Miss Marvel.
I really do.
I mean, they could. Nothing could stop them from doing it. It's not like she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're saying that.
I mean...
why are you saying that?
I don't know. No, she didn't die. I mean, they could do another season of of Hawkeye, but, you know.
You know, yeah.
They can work in Jeremy Renner being sick. You know?
Yeah, she's trying her solo mission.
Yeah, she's trying
and
to
And then
be...
she meets America Chavez.
Whatever, who cares about
her? Her actual best friend.
And, Hawkeye. But yeah, we're going back to Loki. Loki, right? We always get sidetracked.
We always get sidetracked.
We should do, like,
Rewind.
Let's do the rewind. Okay. Definitely now we're going to talk about Loki, season two. Now let's go episode by episode. Season two, episode one is called...
Ouroboros.
Yes, Ouroboros is a creature that eats his own tail.
What if it doesn't have
it's
a
like
tail?
It's like a snake.
What if it doesn't have a tail?
Then it's not an Ouroboros. What, it's going to eat its butt?
It's like Slowax. Yeah. It has a, it's delicious on the tip of its tail. So stuff like eating its tail.
What are you talking about?
Slowax, the Pokemon.
Slowax.
How do you know his tail is delicious? Slowpoke. You ate the tail?
No, it said
it detected Pikachu.
Oh, they eat that?
Yes, because it's delicious.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I'm not eating no lizard.
That's not
a pig lizard thing.
A pig lizard?
That's even worse.
That's disgusting. It's a mutant.
It's a Pokemon.
Ugh. All Pokemon are mutants.
Oh my god, they eat Pokemon.
I'm sure they do eat Pokemon. What Pikachu. Other animals are there?
Pikachu is a rabbit mouse.
Ugh. But you can't eat that. If you eat it, you're going to get electrocuted. Anyhow.
Did you know Katniss in the Hunger Games ate rabbit?
So a lot of people eat rabbit. So this episode... begins right after, like, seconds after the end of the last season. Now, a little recap of last season.
What did happen last
season? Okay, Loki begins, like, right after Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That Loki escapes and is sent to a place called the TVA. The TVA is a time...
No, it's after, like...
Endgame. Remember, he escapes in Endgame?
And then...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mobius shows him his past.
Yes. I have to explain what the TVA is. It's called the Time Variance Authority. Okay? And the first episode of season one is called what?
Glorious Purpose.
Yes.
Which is the same as the last episode in season two.
Yes, so it's like...
Season one, it says that he steals the Tesseract, which is in, like...
Endgame. They even say it right there. Yes.
Oh, yes. And Geeky Dad was wrong about something.
What? What was I wrong about?
He said that this is a real Loki.
This is a variant of Loki.
How is it a variant?
It's a variant of Loki!
The variant! The episode literally says it. The second one.
If that Loki never goes back, okay, what happens to that timeline?
That's a branch timeline.
Yeah, what happens in that timeline if he doesn't go back? Because Thor needs his help in the Dark World and also needs his help in Thor Ragnarok and also needs his help in Infinity War.
I don't know.
Okay? So... I don't know what happens there. They don't even talk about that. Something has to happen for him to go back.
Maybe after that they prune that place.
I don't know. I'm all confused about the variants and multiverses. You guys are the multiverse experts. You can't even answer it for me.
No, you're the multiverse expert.
Technically, you're the multiverse expert because you knew about it before us.
You're the multiverse kids.
What do you think, Geeky Dad? In the Geeky Multiverse family. The boss of it. The leader.
I'm not the leader of anything. Anyhow, go back to the episode list. So, basically, Loki falls in love with himself. A girl variant. She's actually the variant.
So is he.
No.
They're both variants.
Okay. So he falls in love with a female version of himself, which is kind of gross.
He falls in love with himself.
It's basically...
That's to the universe.
It's kind of like his sister. I always found
that...
oh god, is that a Luke and Leia?
That's just gross.
It's basically...
But that's even worse, because this is basically yourself. A female version of yourself.
It's basically a multiverse where everyone's girls, and the girls are boys, and boys are girls.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But back to season one. The TVA is controlled by a bunch of guys called the Timekeepers, but they're not really the ones.
Timekeepers.
It's all fake.
Because, they're robots.
Yeah, the real person in charge is Kang, who calls himself He Who Remains. That's a really a mouthful.
Okay,
how many times does he say that in this season?
Which season?
Season two. He says it like every episode.
Every single episode.
He Who Remains. I can't even say it so fast. Wait, H-W...
R...
Yeah, HWR sounds better.
R-I-P-H-W-R.
Why can't you just call him Kang? It's like they refuse to call him Kang.
Yeah, there's going to be a little movie that's called Kang Dynasty. Why don't you just start calling him Kang right now? Like, really? Or Victor Timely, who's like...
He's stuttering.
That's what you say.
He's stuttering. Okay?
It's very tough. This kid's
he's like,
you can stop him.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm still.
Time. Space.
I'm still summarizing the first season, guys. You guys are like always messing me up. Anyhow. Yeah. So every time they're like, oh, we're gonna stop all the variants of He Who Remains, but it would have made so much more sense if you just call him Kang.
Yes, Kang.
By the way. Why does he call himself Kang?
Kang.
Why?
Kang.
I don't know.
Why does a black dude call himself Kang?
I don't know.
Kang sounds like a Asian name. No?
Like a Asian.
People can have their own names.
Right. Oh, I'm going to come up with a name that's so like makes no sense. I'm going to call myself Kang. After my name is Victor. How does Victor turn into Kang?
Kang turns into Victor. No, actually, after He Who Remains turns into Victor.
It's Kang, and then.
By the way, in the comics, he has a ton of names. Okay, he has one name called Ramatut.
Ramatut.
Okay, because he goes back to Egypt, and in the past, and becomes ruler of Egypt.
Ramatut.
Because he gets stuck there for some reason. I don't know. It's weird.
He gets stuck everywhere.
Okay, and then another time he calls himself Immortus.
Immortus.
Okay. And then, again, a younger version of himself is he calls himself Kid Iron Man.
What?
Or young Iron Man, or Kid Iron Man, something like that. And he joins the Young Avengers.
This is still loading in my head, like, what?
Yeah, that's a big twist in Young Avengers. Kid Iron Man is actually young Kang.
Because
he finds out that in the future he becomes Kang, so he tries to go back in time to try to stop Kang from being bad, I guess.
We're getting backtracked.
I don't know if they're gonna add that to this, but he's another
back to Loki.
Whatever. Also, in the comics, Kang might be related to Doctor Doom and might be related to Reed Richards. It makes sense because he's actually white in the comics, and they turn him black in the movies and TV show, but that's a whole other thing right there.
Are we going to continue Loki? Just talk about the comics.
They also make him have a peel off face.
Yes, his face does peel off in the comics too. Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird. Yeah. But the comic book origins of Kang is confusing. So is, it seems like, the origins of him in live action as well. Anyhow, we'll be right back, and we'll get back right on track and talk about Loki season 2.
Just like how I said.
Yes.
Get back on track.
Yes. No strange time travel device required, okay? Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me, or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, now we're back. Okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I did my little
recap.
I didn't even finish my recap. But at the end of that season, of season one,
Sylvie kills He Who Remains because she's a dummy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I found this device.
Get that out of your head, boy!
Time to believe it! What's it?
Okay, nobody cares what you're doing. Anyhow, when Loki goes back after... goes back to the TVA, he finds that he's stuck in the past before the TVA was, like, mind-wiped. And now Loki is, like, weirdly, like, he's in a time... What he called it?
Slipping.
He's time-slipping. Slipping. Like, he's going back and forth in time.
That's what Ouroboros said.
Yeah. And that's where they meet Ouroboros. Oh. That's the new character this season. Played by... what was it? The guy from Indiana Jones?
The kid.
Short stuff? What was it?
What?
Shorty? What was his name in Indiana Jones?
Why did he want to do something with short?
Wasn't his name Short Stuff or something?
Dot.
No, Short Round. Short Round, right?
Something. That kid.
Yeah. Well, he's not a kid anymore. He's now an adult. He just won an Oscar. Okay? He did a movie about multiverses, by the way, which is kind of weird. Now he's on a show about multiverses, so I don't know. It's kind of on the nose, but... they meet Ouroboros, and he tries to cure Loki of his time slipping.
And he does.
And kind of does.
Kind of does.
Loki's almost going to be spaghetti.
All of the TVA agents are trying to kill Sylvie... and there's, like, tons of branches of multiverses breaking up all over the place, right?
But Loki and, has his own problems. Yes. Because want to know what the problem is?
Yeah, they're gonna get spaghettified.
Loki will get pulled through time, but if he doesn't prune himself...
If he doesn't prune himself at the exact moment...
he will get spaghettified.
No, he won't get spaghettified. Mobius will get spaghettified. No,
Mobius will lose his skin.
Also get spaghettified.
Yeah, did you see? Oh, I won't even say it. I don't want to spoil it yet.
Anyhow,
time.
Let's just say everything turns out okay. Okay, so
obviously.
Yeah, so episode 2, they find Sylvie, all right? And she's working at McDonald's, okay?
In Brooklyn.
Well, it's not in Brooklyn, but they filmed that scene in Brooklyn. Yeah. Okay? All right. I know for a fact they did. Cuz I was there when they announced that they're turning the Brooklyn McDonald's into a 80s McDonald's, okay? So Loki finally meets Sylvie, and they decide to work together and find the original variant of He Who Remains / Kang. His name is Victor...
Victor Timely / Stuttering Guy. So it's temporal.
Don't make fun of people who stutter. Okay, that's very mean.
That's what He Who Remains did.
I don't care.
He made fun of himself.
Now, okay, that is episode 3, which is called 1893, right? Which was a funny episode because it's like Loki and Mobius, they team up, they go back in time, and then you see like Miss Minutes and Renslayer are also there, but they're like the bad version. Trying to kidnap Victor and get them on their side.
Yeah, and Miss Minutes is obsessed with
Victor. Well, Miss Minutes is like really in love, actually, with Loki, right? Yeah.
Not Loki.
No, not Loki. I mean, Kang. Kang.
Victor.
Whatever. Yeah. But the Loki ends up getting Victor to go on his side.
Yeah.
And that's when, episode 4 starts.
Part of the TVA.
That's when everything blows up.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Victor gets spaghettified, right?
Yeah, that's the short way to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sylvie's a part of their team. When she was about to kill Victor Timely because she's an idiot who wants to kill... Kang's variants.
Right. Again. Okay. And then what's the next episode called? Let's see. Episode 5 called Science/Fiction.
Science fiction.
Now, last episode, everything gets spaghettified. Except for Loki.
And Loki time slips.
He time slips and ends up in the past where everybody is in their original timeline.
So he gets everyone together.
Everybody in their original timeline. One of them used to be a criminal in Alcatraz.
That's Casey.
And Ouroboros is actually a science fiction author and a scientist also.
Yeah, and trying to make a prototype Tempad, he lost his wife.
Right, and...
wasted 19 years of his life.
Mobius is actually a jet ski salesman.
And a dad.
That, now you know why he always talked about jet skis in the first season.
He was obsessed.
Yeah, he has 2 kids. I guess his wife left him or died. I don't know.
They don't say.
Yeah. And what was the other girl? X-15 or something?
B-15. Thunder B-15. She's a doctor.
B? I thought it was X.
B.
No, she has a weird number. Anyhow, she's a doctor. And Loki convinces all of them to come together. And maybe together they can go back to the TVA and fix everything.
Just forget Sylvie.
Yeah, well, she still remembers everything. Anyhow, everything still gets spaghettified. Okay? So it's like... everything's for nothing. But at least we got to see what their life used to be before, right?
Yeah. A glorious purpose.
He finally, at the end.
Episode 6 is called Glorious Purpose, just like the first episode of season 1, right?
Yeah, I said that. And now. How to control his time slip.
So now, basically, Loki is the god of time and the multiverse and everything.
So he goes back in time. He's Mr. Timely.
Just saying.
Die multiple times.
He he's been time slipping.
Well, if you've seen the movie,
more than a century.
By the way, if you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, or if you've seen the movie, what was it? The Day After Tomorrow? No, the Tom Cruise movie. What was it called?
Night and Day.
No, not Night and Day. The one where he's always like reliving the same day. Where you like
Huh? No, yeah, the Day After Tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, or Tomorrow War.
No, that's a different thing.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's Live, Die, Repeat or something like that.
No, I told you the Day After Tomorrow.
No, that's a different thing.
Then look it up.
It's Tomorrow
Anyhow, War. There's a Tom Cruise movie where he keeps dying over and over again until he figure out how to fix the day. That's basically this episode. Loki is reliving the day over and over and over until he can get it right.
More than a century, just saying.
Yeah. And he literally does this for centuries until he gets it right. Centuries. Can you imagine how boring his life should be right now? Like, I would probably, like...
I'd be dead by then.
I would kill everybody. I'd be like, the hell with everything. Just destroy everything. I don't really care anymore.
This doesn't even work if he has to do another thing, like I said.
Imagine. Think about the progress that Loki has gone through. He used to be the most evilest guy in the Marvel universe. He killed...
At one time.
Hundreds and hundreds of people.
Not more than Thanos, though.
Yes, well, he was Thanos' lackey, basically. And now he's like the most...
He's a saint.
The most good guy I've ever seen in my life. He's probably the greatest hero in the Marvel universe, if you think about it.
Yeah, he even sacrifices himself.
Because, basically, not only is he helping everybody in this universe, he's helping everybody in countless universes. So it's more than billions, it's more than trillions, it's infinity amount of lives he's helping out. You know, because all those people were going to get erased and destroyed and killed. So that's what Loki's doing these days. So I would say he's probably the Marvel Universe's greatest superhero.
Yeah. He's even risking his life to stay in a sitting position.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah. But think about this. In other movies, you can see Loki make multiples of himself. He even does it in this season.
Yes.
What's to stop him to make a multiple of himself doing the thing in the time place where he's at, and he can do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Huh? Why can't he do that?
Make the multiple do whatever...
Or send a multiple to do what he wants. I don't know.
The problem is all the multiples do the same.
No, they do different things.
No. They've done different things before.
Yeah. Yeah.
He controls it with his mind. So if he thinks of him doing something, the multiple will do it.
Wait, what if he has to use the bathroom?
I don't think gods use the bathroom anymore. It's not like he eats.
I mean, yeah.
Does he eat? Does he need to eat?
Does he?
He can eat if he's there. What's he going to eat?
The timeline?
About food.
But you know, we've seen Thor eat because he got fat.
Yeah, I don't
know. So how do you get fat if he didn't eat? He kept on drinking beer.
Wait, does he need to eat?
I don't know. I'm confused.
And that was the god food eating. We have to continue on with Loki.
We're finished.
I mean, do gods need to eat? Are they really gods, though? I thought they were just aliens.
They're basically aliens.
I don't know. It's not really defined, really.
Well,
is it?
No.
Now that we got the food to cover, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Well, how would you rate Loki?
Four thumbs up. No, three.
Why?
Because... They ruined it with Loki. Be good. And now he's just sitting in a chair for his entire life.
He's basically the god of the multiverse right now.
Can he even adjust his chair?
Nope.
Exactly.
It looks like a very uncomfortable chair.
Just sitting there, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it must. You must be so bored. Oh my God.
Five centuries later.
So now.
Oh, poor guy, poor guy. And you know, Sylvie is such a horrible friend. Like,
she's so stubborn.
Like, the least she could do is be like, okay, Loki, let me. I mean, she basically has the same powers, right?
She has the same powers as him.
Yeah. She could be like, okay, Loki, I'll give you a little break. I'm going to hold this stuff for you a little bit. You can go and do your thing and then come back if you want.
Yeah, they can change every 100 years.
Yeah, you know? Or at least come and visit him, you know?
Yeah.
Have a date. You know?
Cricket.
What? Cricket. Just go there, set up a table, bring some food, wine or whatever, you know, and they can just talk, you know.
Okay.
Keep them company.
Enough.
No?
Say goodbye.
Now, let's just say they do a season 3, if they can.
How
would they do it?
Yes, how? I said that.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I mean, we didn't see Renslayer die.
She's supposedly
we assume she's gonna die.
Please say that she's gonna die.
It's called Loki. It has to be about Loki.
I mean, they could always bring another variant in.
Nope.
Why not? Why not?
Because all the other variants aren't like this one.
They could always start over with another variant. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Or you could just keep on watching the entire show forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
I mean, that would get boring. But, they'd have to come up with a lot of hoops.
Or maybe you could just to really
come up with an idea for the third season.
Maybe.
Unless something happens in the Avenger movie that changes everything.
Maybe you can just restart time.
I don't know. But, you know, this is big spoiler right here. You know, the big idea is, you know, a lot of people are not really happy with the way things are going with the Marvel movies right now. Okay?
So they're trying to make the up series good.
No, not that. The thing is, they're saying that the last Avengers movie. The one that's coming up called Secret Wars.
Oh, I thought it was Kang Dynasty. That's Secret Wars. No,
that's the last movie. I just said the last movie.
Oh.
Okay, the last movie will have the entire multiverse destroyed and the timeline rebooted.
No!
Okay. Yeah. And this is a long time now. It's going to be like 4 or 5 years from now. You guys will probably be in college by then. You wouldn't even care anymore.
I'm in middle school right now. Please tell me how long that will be.
I don't know. You guys are smart. You might skip grades.
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th.
You mean college. Anyhow.
I'll be in high school.
Anyhow, by then you wouldn't even care about Marvel. But, you know, everything will be rebooted.
Red will be like.
You're going to see a new Captain America, a new Thor, new Iron Man. Everything's going to be brand new again. Watch. Because I'm telling you, these actors are getting old. They can't continue with these actors.
CGI.
Okay? They gotta figure out a way to continue these superheroes. How are you gonna explain Thor, right? And he's like 80 and he's an old man and walking with a cane. How are you gonna explain that?
Okay, listen.
Gods don't get old.
Listen.
How are you gonna explain that?
They can at least keep the new characters that they just brought in. Like, say they do like a new show with some random person, right?
See what they're doing with DC? Everything got rebooted. You got new actors.
Listen,
new actors.
Listen, you got like a new person, right? Right before the last movie comes out. Like, really? What are you going to do with that person? Just give them money and then walk away?
Yes. Or what they could do is just stop for a while. end the Marvel Universe.
You know, for some reason...
For a little bit.
For some reason, I kept on thinking that Endgame was the last movie.
You know, it kind of would have been better if it was.
I know, right?
You know, yes. Kind of would have been better.
I kept on thinking like, oh no, I'm so sad.
But then we would never see like Spider-Man, Far From Home.
No Way Home.
And No Way Home.
No Way Home I do not want to see.
It's really the best Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst for me.
Why?
No Way Home.
Ugh. You're the worst for me. Anyhow, I think it's better to just, you know, end Marvel for a while and let people miss it and then bring it back.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because right now, there's just too much Marvel.
They don't even care how it is.
It's too much. You know? When I was a kid, you got a superhero movie once every 2 or 3 years, okay? If you're lucky. You guys are spoiled. You get superhero shows every month. You get superhero movie every other month. You know? How many superhero movies came out this year alone?
50?
I don't keep track of that.
I can probably count 10, okay? So, yeah. That's it. That's all I gotta say. Right?
Yes, please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Yes, and you know, if you like the show, tell people that you like the show, and tell people to listen to the show, and so, you know, we can get more listeners, and you know, we got some, last time we complained about getting some more reviews, and we got some more good reviews, so I guess, you know, if we complain more often, things might happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, because of this, we're going to be jinxed, so nobody's going to review.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. You know, it's not like any of your friends ever listen to the show.
Yeah, what? They don't even think that it's real. You're just there.
What's happening?
Nothing's happening. I think you
are... It's spaghetti fried.
Ugh, Rand just turned into spaghetti.
What's it fried?